95.7 The Hog, Daytona's rock station, Daytona's drink station right now, because it's Morning Hog Brew Review. Josh Messer-Perot, are you ready? Yes, he's ready! Woo! Morning Hog Brew Review time. Good morning, buddy.
How's it going?
Happy Friday to you.
Absolutely.
Thanks very much for kicking off our weekends, always in a great way, but especially today, because you brought some very interesting flavor palette right here.
I brought summer in cans.
Oh, I love this. Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, it is. We need to find a way to quench our thirst in the steaming Florida heat. Where should we start?
Well, these are coming up right before July 4th.
Oh, that's right. Oh,
so dude, these are the ones you want to have.
Woo!
For the fireworks.
Look out. Okay.
So right. Can we say these are fireworks in a can?
Let's do it.
All right, cool.
Let's do it. Light the fuse.
All right, so we're going to start off with Allagash.
Okay.
They're seconds to summer.
Seconds to summer. Yeah. I don't even know what that is.
This is the first time I'm having it as well.
Okay.
We picked up Allagash about a year ago now. Yeah. So it's cool. We're finally starting to get some of their seasonals and special releases and stuff like that. Okay. But this is just there's summer lager, essentially.
Where is Allagash out of? Where are they from?
Oh, man, you put me on the spot.
That's all right. Steve will tell us. He'll Google it in a minute.
I know the answer. They're out of Maine.
I was going to say New York City.
I was going through the Rolodex in my head. I deal with 50 breweries, so I got to remember. But okay. Yeah, Maine, they do the great Allagash White River Trip.
Oh, wow.
Seconds of summer.
Okay.
So I'm looking forward to this.
Yes.
I can see right there.
Allagash, Maine.
Oh, well, see.
Thanks for verifying.
Seconds later, verifying the proximity of Allagash.
4.5%.
I'm digging this for sure.
Yeah. Wow. That's a lot of flavor for 4.5%.
Hey, I agree.
Right?
Especially for, you know, just a nice summer lager. Tons of flavor.
It tastes like, doesn't really taste like a lager 100%. I'm getting.
So you're not.
So much of a, like a sort of an IPA. A little bit.
So you're getting a little bit of hop profile. Okay. Let's say that.
Okay.
And that's just because this is a craft lager, right?
Okay.
So you're getting all your flavors going to be amped up compared to your Miller Lights and stuff like that out there.
Yeah.
And that's what I want from a craft lager. I want something that's super clean, crisp. I mean, if you look at it,
it's
beautiful. The color,
Wow.
Fantastic, easy drinking.
Like
something you sit on the lake, the beach.
That's a shocker. That's the first time you've had it, too.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's delicious.
It has a lot of flavor. I mean, a really deep flavor for the minimal amount of alcohol in it, which means you could go all day with this thing, bro. I mean, you could just take a vacation, just drink it nonstop.
Absolutely. And, I mean, like I said, Allagash has been around for quite some time. I'm glad we finally got him down here in Florida.
Yeah.
So to be able to have some of these extra flavors is just fantastic.
Well, welcome to the portfolio, Allagash. We will. I've sniffed you before. Now I'm going to be. I'm going to full snout of you now. Wow. Seconds to summer. Okay. All right.
Which kind of transitions to our next beer.
All right. What's the next one?
What's your last days of summer?
Oh, that's right. I used to get depressed when I drink this beer because I think, oh, the last days of summer. It's almost over. Like, no. We're just going, right? This is a big Tampa Bay Brewing Company seasonal opportunity for you to buy as many of these as you can and hoard them.
Exactly. Right? And I have friends that literally buy cases and cases of this and hoard.
Yeah, that's weird and yet understandable because when you taste it, you're going to want to do this.
Just don't let them go bad.
So what is
they don't.
What is the,
yeah.
Not the secret, but what is hidden inside this tall boy can?
Mm.
So this is their fruited sour ale.
Okay.
It's actually one of my favorite sours that is on the market. Unfortunately, it is a seasonal, so it's not year round. So if you see it, grab it. 16-ounce can on this.
Yeah.
The Allagash was actually a 12-ounce.
Really?
So it's not available in 6-packs. It was only available in 12-packs.
Okay.
Check out Total Wine, some local independents, or check out the website.
Oh, you can go to srprot.com/beerfinder and find one like I have right here in my hand.
Exactly.
Okay. Or everybody else for that matter.
So, okay. Like I said, this is a fruited sour ale, so it's not going to be that super, like, destroy you. You know, some of those sours give you instant heartburn. This is really nice, kind of mellow, but still, you know, serviceable as a sour. Peach, mango. Come on, man.
Is that what's mixing around in there? Peach and mango? Okay. All right. I mean, if you're going to have a fruit fight in your mouth, this is the right way to do it right here.
If I'm not mistaken, I remember our buddy Jeremy one time, he said this beer essentially was an accident.
Really?
Yeah. Really?
A lot of sours tend to be that way.
Yeah. Like, we were trying for something, we got this, and then everybody was like, give us more.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep. I like that. That's good trouble right there. Steve, you like the sours a lot. This is right up your alley.
I love
A
sour.
We'll call this a steep. Whoa. Okay, strong feelings. Again, this was a guy who recently talked about beer being married as opposed to engaged.
Correct.
With other elements.
So is this Are you married to this beer or engaged?
I would say I'm married.
Okay, wow. Perfect.
Wow, okay. All right. Commitment.
All right. I can live with it forever.
Okay. Let's get the vows right now.
Good. Wow, that's a lot to think about. Okay, we're going to get a pastor. We'll be right back. More Morning Hog Brew Review right here on Daytona's Rock Station 95.7 The Hog.